For Illinois Public Radio, I'm Mary Hansen. Illinois lawmakers have 2 weeks to get together a spending plan. Officials from cities across the state are going on the offensive to keep lawmakers from balancing the budget by raiding their pockets.
This is Protect My Town, a public affairs program featuring mayors from DuPage County and surrounding suburbs.
This is from a public relations campaign launched by a group of city governments in the Chicago suburbs. By law, cities get a portion of the money the state collects from income taxes. Illinois cut that by 10% last year, and the governor is proposing to continue it this year. Cities are trying to claw that money back. Illinois is strapped for cash, and this would net about $130 million. But the cities say it could mean eliminating essential services for their residents.
Police, fire, public works, stormwater, snow plowing, garbage pickup. I like to call it sirens and snow plows.
Martin Tully is the mayor of Downers Grove, 25 miles west of Chicago. He says the reduction will leave him with two options.
Either you would have to reduce those services, which would have an immediate impact upon residents, or communities would have to make up the funds somewhere else through property tax increases or increases in fees or new taxes, which, of course, no one is in favor of.
But why does Illinois share the money it gets from taxpayers? As State Senator Mike Hastings explains, it's an agreement reached nearly half a century ago.
And it goes all the way back to a guy named Mayor Richard J. Daley and other mayors across the state of Illinois when Governor Richard Ogilvie proposed an income tax initiative on the condition that municipalities get a share of the income tax. In exchange, they wouldn't institute more local income taxes on the local population.
As Illinois' finances have gone from bad to worse, lawmakers have skimmed some of that revenue or refused to share additional money from tax hikes. And last year, they did both, pushing through a budget over the governor's veto that upped the income tax and cut city's slice of the pie. On top of that, they're taking a bite out of local sales taxes. The Rauner administration says it just wants to keep that going, though the governor has proposed even deeper cuts in the past. One of his top allies in the legislature, State Senator Chapin Rose, called out Democrats who are crying foul after supporting the cuts last year.
So just to be clear, anybody who is now worried about their mayors back home should have been just as worried last year before they voted for it.
Democrats are quick to point out that they also speeded up the payment cycle so cities would get the money more quickly. They also said they promised the cut would be for just 1 year. The blame game aside, Republican State Senator Jim Oberweis says the money has to come from somewhere.
If we don't want to cut this amount of money here, where should we cut it? Should we take it from K-12 education? Should we take it from higher education? Should we reduce Medicaid? Should we somehow find more ways to reduce pension payments? What should we do?
Still, a fiscal watchdog group criticized the proposal, particularly as cities have to deal with rising police and fire pension costs. Lawrence Massal heads the Civic Federation.
It's not reasonable for the state of Illinois to think that they can solve their financial problems by pushing the problems down on local governments and that it will somehow not have a negative impact on the state of Illinois as a whole.
While state politicians fight it out, mayors say they're taking their message directly to their residents. Again, from the DuPage Mayor's video.
Now you, the viewer, have the ability to let lawmakers know how you feel about this important issue.
They only have a few weeks to make their case before lawmakers are expected to vote on a budget. I'm Mary Hansen.